This week's parasha, Parshas Ve'eschanon, always comes out right after Tisha B'Av. Chazal established the parshiyos; they all have a seder, they all have an order, and they established that Parshas Ve'eschanon always comes out right after Tisha B'Av. It's always the first parasha after Tisha B'Av. And the question is, Vasapis, why Parshas Ve'eschanon was placed right after Tisha B'Av? So I think we can answer Al Pi the words of Rav Shimshon Pinkus. And he says, he brings down the Medrash, Ve'eschanon el Hashem. The Medrash says that Moshe Rabbeinu got up to Davin, begging Hashem to allow him to go into Eretz Yisrael. And he davened tefillos k'minyan ve'eschanon, which means he davened 515 tefillos, like the gematria of ve'eschanon. He davened all these tefillos. And Hashem told him, stop davening, because if he would have davened one more tefillah, it would have been accepted, and he would have gone into Eretz Yisrael. And Rav Shimshon Pinkus says, you learn from here that when someone needs an inyan mesuyim, he needs a refuah for achayla, parnasa, shaduchim, and he sees he's not being answered, what he should do is keep on davening, keep on davening. And we find like that, he brings down by Yitzchak, it says, vayetar, loshen vayetar, Rashi says there, here above, a hifzer b'tfilah. He just went crazy davening and davening and davening. Same thing you find by Chana. Well, Chana was also marbe b'tfilah, she didn't have any children, and she was marbe b'tfilah. And it says in the pasuk of Ahoya ki her baisa le'espalel, when she kept on davening, because like the Yishalmi says, call a marba b'tfila nana. And he says it's like a muscle, like a beloved son that's asking his father for something. His father says no, but he keeps on asking. The father can't help himself but say yes. And that's the purpose of davening tefila. Hashem is a rachman, Hashem is a ova rachman. And if we keep on davening, Hashem kavayocha has no choice. He's going to have to answer our tefillas. And he does say, Rav Shimshon Pinkus, that you should sometimes be careful what you're daven for. You know, sometimes a person does not know what the best for him is. And the way you should daven is that we know that tefillah opens up the oitzer satoiv. Hashem, whatever you think is good for us, please give it to us. And that's how you're supposed to daven. And Moshe Rabbeinu, if we would have davened one more tefillah, it would have been miskabel, and he would have gone into Eretz Yisrael. Like he writes, if we would have davened one more tefillah, it would have been miskabel as tefillah. To teach us that a person should not be misyayish, even if you're not answered, keep on davening. So I think maybe that's why we have Parshas Ve'eschanon right after Tisha B'Av. When it came this year to the 9 days, to the 3 weeks of Tisha B'Av, we were sure we would have the Geula. After all the tzaras that's happening in Klal Yisrael now, we were sure we'd have the Geula. And this teaching us, don't give up, keep on davening. All you need is one more tefillah. Maybe all we need is one more tefillah and it'll be miskabel. We should keep on davening. Someone really wants something, he keeps on being marbe l'espal. And that's the reason why, maybe, Parshas Ve'eschanon is always right by Tisha B'Av. And I saw another pshat in the Sefer Dorash Tzion, why the Parshas Ve'eschanon is always right by Tisha B'Av. Because we see Moshe Rabbeinu, how much he was longing to go into Yisrael, how much it meant him to go into Eretz Yisrael. And that should give us also a longing. Maybe we don't have enough of a longing to go into Eretz Yisrael. Maybe if we longed to go to Eretz Yisrael, we really wanted, we had a desire for the Geula, we had enough of a desire, maybe we would get it. And therefore, it's another reason why Parshas Ve'eschanon is right after Tisha B'Av, to give us a cheshek to go into Eretz Yisrael. We see Moshe Rabbeinu had taught Torah to Klal Yisrael. We would think he had everything in Ruchnius and Gashmius, and still, he wanted to go into Eretz Yisrael because there's nothing like Eretz Yisrael. We should have that longing also. And then, Amiyat Hashem, we will be Zaycha also to be Karoiv, go into Eretz Yisrael with Mashiach's coming. Meher Imenu, Amen.